For the Drug Truth Network, it's 420 Drug War News. Here's a story I just had to share with you. It's out of Jackson, Mississippi. Seems the mayor there was indicted on 6 felony charges this past Friday after months of criticism and warnings that his unorthodox crime-fighting tactics might put him on the wrong side of the law. Among the counts now faced by the mayor, Frank Melton, are burglary, malicious mischief, illegally carrying a gun, and causing a minor to commit a felony. The most serious of the charges against him carry sentences up to 25 years, so said the local district attorney, Faye Peterson. The mayor's supporters called the charges politically motivated and said he would not resign. Some of the charges stem from a sheriff investigation on the night of August 26 when the home of Evans Welch, a man with a history of mental illness and petty crimes, was attacked by a sledgehammer-wielding group of young men without warning or permit. Witnesses said Mr. Melton, who often patrols the city at night with the police and a group of teenage followers, had directed the demolition of the house, which he said was known as a place to buy illegal drugs. His 2 police bodyguards are also charged in connection with that event. Dale Danks, Mr. Melton's lawyer, issued a statement acknowledging that damage had been done to the, quote, drug house, and that maybe better judgment could have been used. But the statement said, the charges that have been made against Mayor Melton are an extreme and excessive reaction. Mr. Melton was also charged with carrying a gun on the campus of the Mississippi College School of Law, in a public park, and in a church. The first is a felony, the other 2's misdemeanors. All 3 of these cases have been referred to the local authorities by the state attorney general, who had earlier written Mr. Melton a letter warning that he could not legally carry a gun in such places. Mr. Melton, a former television executive, took office in July 2005, promising to lower the crime rate in Jackson. In April, Mr. Melton used a police car to pull over 4 school buses on a highway so that he said he could talk to the children and hug them. After a grand jury returned the indictments Friday, the mayor surrendered, posting a $50,000 bond, and was released on condition that he refrain from using law enforcement vehicles, carrying firearms, or supervising minors. That story came to us from the New York Times. Please join us on this week's Century of Lies program. Our guest will be Paul Armentano of the Normal Organization. He's got 120 medical studies showing marijuana is a good and positive medicine. Be sure to join us on this week's Cultural Baggage when our guest will be Gary Berntsen. He's the CIA agent who was in charge with the initial attack on Afghanistan. And the author of the new book, Jawbreaker, Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.